Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This afternoon, we checked in with two people we introduced you to back in January. They're still suffering health effects from the injections they got of the tainted steroid painkillers produced at the New England Compounding Center. Those include chronic pain and cognitive difficulties. The first is 62-year-old Bill Thomas of Michigan, who spoke with us via Skype.
I'm disappointed that that wasn't unanimous on the murder convictions, and I can only hope that the judge is aggressive with the sentencing on the racketeering charges.
Does it bring any kind of solace or a sense of validation that somebody is being held responsible for the crimes that led to some 700 people, including you, being sickened and 64 people dying? Does that make any kind of a difference to you?
Well, it doesn't change anything for me. It helps to know that our legal system works. Somebody's going to be held accountable in a legal sense, and an incredible number of other ways. They've already been held accountable by their bankruptcy, the destruction of their business, and the destruction of the reputation of some of the people involved.
How important is the time Barry Cadden serves to you?
To me, I think it's important that he receives all of his sentences consecutively and that he never comes out of prison. I just hope that he really gets what he deserves and that he's at least as miserable as the people that he's affected.
Barry Cadden's associate, Glenn Chin, is set to be put on trial next. How invested do you feel in that trial?
I'm more invested in Glenn Chin's trial because he personally manufactured the poison that went into everybody's spine, including mine. His hands gave me a lifetime sentence of increased pain and reduced mental function, and I really want to see him get life in prison.
46-year-old Angel Farthing of Maryland says the conviction of Barry Cadden on some charges doesn't compensate for the health complications she and others are still suffering.
We are not healed. All of us who got sick, we are not recovered and better. We still suffer. People are relapsing. People are having abscesses grow again. We all have what's called arachnoiditis, which is a very painful condition. So even though we did survive this, we have a life conviction of pain. So if he goes in for 20 years, he will then be out after that, and he can go on with his life. But all of us will suffer until the day we die. And the people who lost their loved ones will suffer the loss of their loved one until the day they die. So he has impacted so many people and hurt so many families across this nation. And for him to have only 20 years doesn't seem enough to me.
Is there something about the fact that he wasn't convicted of second-degree murder, of a kind of bodily harm? Does that make a difference to you versus racketeering charges and mail fraud charges?
Yeah, it does make a difference because people died and they're gone and nobody is paying for that. They were murdered. When they were injected with that medicine, they were murdered and nobody is paying for that.
That's Angel Farthing of Maryland and Bill Thomas of Michigan. They were both sickened and have chronic health problems since they received tainted steroid injections produced at New England Compounding Center in Framingham.